As Congress searches for ways to pay for reconstruction in the Gulf Coast areas devastated by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, some in Washington are setting their sights on pork projects, especially those in the recently signed $286 billion federal transportation bill. The bill includes a study to build a new interstate highway through parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. NPR's Kathy Lohr has this story.
Interstate Highway 3 would link Savannah, Georgia, to Knoxville, Tennessee. The proposal to create it came from Representative Max Burns in the last congressional session. But since he failed to get reelected, a new set of Georgia legislators picked up the fight for the road. They got a $1.3 million feasibility study for I-3 and another interstate in the South. Interstate 3 is named for the U.S. Army Infantry's 3rd Division, which sees Saddam Hussein's airport and palaces. But this attempt to honor the troops who train at Fort Stewart, Georgia, has residents in 3 states actively fighting the plan.
None of the reasons that they give are good reasons for this interstate. I think it's just pork.
Buzz Williams is with the Chattooga Conservancy in Rabun County in the far northeast Georgia mountains. This area borders North Carolina and is not far from the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. The highways that cut through this scenic country cross creeks, streams, and tiny towns. Williams says one reason often given to support I-3 is the economic growth it will bring, but he believes the interstate would harm the mountain economy.
Rabun County is 70% public lands, national forests, and that is a national treasure and it needs to be protected. So beyond the obvious footprint of the highway, it would also have the wrong kind of economic growth that would literally kill the goose that laid the golden egg up here.
Bulldozers struggle to scrape away tons of red earth after hundreds of trees have been cut down from the sides of the mountains. Dynamite has been used to blast away the giant rocks here to widen the single major highway through the county, Georgia 441. This project has made many realize what building an interstate highway might entail.
We're taking the mountains away. The very things that people come here to see, the restfulness is gone. There's just a great big mud hole.
Lucy Ezard Bartlett is from Tiger, Georgia. She's part of the growing Stop I-3 coalition. She lives on a vineyard that depends on agritourism. Her grandfather planted blueberry bushes here.
All right, are you wanting to see the vineyards or pick blueberries?
Bartlett often ends up giving lost tourists directions from her back porch, which overlooks the rolling hills. She says many don't realize there are other significant reasons to be alarmed about I-3, including the fact that the Continental Divide is just a few miles north, where streams separate, flowing east and west.
If we go north a little bit, then the water is going to run towards the Chesapeake Bay. And we're going to be supplying the water for the cities of the Mid-Atlantic. So this is not just a not in our backyard issue. It is a matter of protecting our water supply.
A specific route with specific cities was named in the initial bill, but the path was removed from the final legislation. That was backed by both Georgia senators and by Georgia Congressman Charlie Norwood. In a January news release, he said, "There's little doubt that the lack of major interstates running through East Georgia has hurt our area economically and otherwise." He said I-3 would help traffic-related air pollution and bring economic development to areas currently cut off from interstates. Norwood declined to be interviewed for this story. A spokesman says the congressman is now neutral until he sees the outcome of the study. But the Stop I-3 Coalition says it would like to give back the $1.3 million. Larry Winslet is with the North Georgia Sierra Club.
The question is, do we need any more interstate highways, I think? If you look at a map of the United States, we're pretty well covered by interstates. You can get anywhere in this country driving fairly easily. Maybe this is not a wise use of taxpayers' money.
If it wasn't evident before the hurricanes hit, many here say it should be plain to politicians now that the people are willing to forego transportation projects like this one and redirect the highway funds towards something they think is crucial, rebuilding the Gulf Coast. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.